to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So they were like, you knew you were doing something illegal, but I feel like it's too harsh, man.
Mm.
She was a kid. Yeah, she bought 27 male jackets. You know, she bought a much jazz. I 20. Like, she was just spending.
Like, wouldn't you do the same?
Just spending.
Just spending.
Kwenyan, just full jazz. Kwenyan, just. Probably about 7 years of jazz, them Kwenyan,
yeah.
Like, but it was. I feel like it's too harsh.
Yo, bro, I forgot to tell you, I got a new favorite uncle now.
You got a new favorite uncle?
Yeah.
Wait, uncle's in family?
Yeah, he's family.
It's not the big guy.
It's no, not the one who owns IREX. Not
yeah,
the one
Rex,
who owns a lunch.
No, Rex,
no, no. He's got to step up, man.
How?
He's old news now.
How, bro?
What do you mean Rexon is the
millionaire.
Best dog?
It's old news.
Millionaire, G-class, chilled Rex.
So 2 weeks ago, a guy hit us up wanting to advertise on the... on the podcast.
Oh, dope.
And it turns out it's my uncle related. I didn't even know, bro.
Flip.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, he's got a tax company.
A tax company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So for anything tax related, make sure you check out Mukwebo Management Consultants.
Mukwebo is it?
Yeah.
You're lying. It's your own company.
Some rich.
Are you lying?
Some rich family, man.
You know us vendors, we're the black Jews.
Not true though. You got like rich uncles you don't know.
Yeah.
Cause if I have a rich uncle, I will find him. I will find you and I will locate you and I will claim you as my uncle.
So yeah, if you need anything tax related, make sure you check him out. He does corporate tax, individual tax, pay as you earn, VAT review, tax litigation, tax audit, tax consulting. There's so much more. Check out www.mukwebo.co.za.
So if I want to do my tax returns as a normal guy working a 9-to-5, I can hit Mukwebo.
Wow, Mukwebo Management Consultants.
Mukwebo Management Consultants.
Yeah. You can also call him on 012-653-6359. That's 012-653-6359. Aye. www.mukwebo.co.za. But he didn't check with us if he can use the Mukwebo name. You can't just use it like that. I'm sure we got royalties somewhere in there. Anyway, and now, buddy, we are back. Wow. Ghost Ladies, Saul is here.
Yeah.
I am here. You are here. Malagan Media is here.
They're here.
And we're such on high spirits today because you guys, they're probably going to see it like later on in the show.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a medium.
Whoa.
We shot a segment with a medium.
Oh. Yes.
And it was beautiful, man. Goosebumps.
We're so enlightened, guys. Our future is bright.
Yeah. So look forward to that. We're going to put that at the end of the show, né?
And yeah, towards the end of the show. Yeah.
Do you guys know about EFTs, bro?
EFTs,
NFTs.
EFTs is the money, yes.
I know
about EFTs. I want to know more about them, you know, and see them more.
Yeah.
No, NFTs, I've heard. It's like some, on this crypto wave,
bro, it's so
online
confusing.
Things.
It's tokens.
Confusing, bro.
But it's the new wave, bro.
It's a new wave, yeah.
Because I know, like, what's his name? There's an artist who dropped his album and it was an NFT. Who was it? Who?
Travis Scott,
yes. And now I saw Smoo.
Yes.
He's going to drop an album. He said it's going to be an NFT because he's a crypto guy now.
Yeah.
Let's call him. I'm actually going to call DJ Smoo now.
Oh, flip.
So
oh,
he can explain, bro. Because, it's confusing, man. I've tried to read up on it.
No, it's quite deep.
Yeah.
Stuff, like.
I need someone to explain it, like, in layman's terms.
All right, let's Smoo explain it.
Wait. Try Smoo to jump on here, NFTs, eh? Hey, Smooda!
Ah, Prasmu!
Hey, Meg G, how are you doing, brother?
Welcome to the show, Prasmuda.
Hello, Smooda.
I'm good, man. How you are?
I'm great, man. How many trees have you hugged today?
Hey.
I think the first thing we need to... I think I just hug the tree now. I hug trees every morning, bro.
Oh, I love it, bro.
You wake up and have a tree.
It's an every morning thing.
Listen,
I think... Sorry, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about NFTs, man, because all of us here don't know what NFTs are all about.
I think before we talk about NFTs, we need to get the elephant in the room out of the way. I'm very disappointed with your comment that you made the last time and you have not addressed it.
Which comment is this, Brasuda? I make so many comments, bro.
I know you're making jokes about me being gay, and you remember I called you out. I think I posted that clip on my platform.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, come on, man. You know, the when it comes to Saul or Lexi or Chup, Kemachitaka, we come from very far, you know, and I cannot believe when we were all at our lowest, you know, we all called each other. And it mustn't be when we are celebrating... There is an element of joking about my name instead of appreciating a brother who was there for you and nobody took your calls. So for me, it came from that perspective because I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't play like that. We're brothers. We need to look after each other, you know?
Apologies, Brasuda. Apologies, man. Really apologize about
that. No problem. That's out of the way now. First up, congratulations, guys. I'm very, very proud of you. I couldn't help but just keep on cheering you on and just say, guys, continue being an inspiration to the digital era in South Africa. I know, wow. Very, very proud of you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man. All right, so tell us about NFTs. What are NFTs, bro?
An NFT is an abbreviation for what they would call a non-fungible token. A non-fungible token meaning the entire process is transparent. So I'll make you an example. I collaborated with King Devs, who's one of the most amazing creators in the country based in Cape Town. So when we did our own contract, it's what we would call a smart contract. A smart contract exists on a blockchain technology.
Sure.
When it exists on a blockchain technology, it means somebody buys the NFT, like we've just sold one NFT this morning. Immediately, there are no middlemen. The amount of money that is supposed to go to him, for instance, our split, me and him, are 50-50. His money immediately goes directly to him. Mine immediately goes directly to my Ethereum wallet. Mm. And because I have not sold it, it's on the blockchain technology. If Ethereum goes up this evening by 100% or by 700%, that amount of money that is just accumulated from the sales of the NFTs accumulates in value immediately. That's in simple terms, that's what they are.
Whoa, bro. And I saw that you're selling your music now via NFTs, yeah?
Basically, it's not really selling the music via NFTs. You can sell the music also through NFTs because NFTs are not just music. So you can basically mint a tweet. You can mint artwork. You can basically mint anything onto an NFT and then sell it digitally. You can also do music. But I haven't started doing the music. The music, I'm giving it away separately because I understand that this phenomenon is still new in South Africa. The audience is not used to what is going on. So I'm slowly introducing them to it using the music. So the music, I'll give it away for free, but the music attracts them or gives them attention to what I'm doing and what I'm trying to explain about NFT. So it seems to be working because, you know, we are music beings. We love music. And once there is good music that we resonate towards, when you find out that it's incorporated with an NFT, you want to find out more, just like how you guys have given me a call to want to find out more about what NFTs are. And I think it's a great direction for the game, you know?
Yeah. Smoo, I've got a question. You had said, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm still a bit lost. You had said that you made a sale or an NFT and the guy you partnered with got his 50%, you got your 50%, and it was pegged with the Ethereum. And if it goes up, then the value of that money goes up. What if that Ethereum coin or whatever goes down? Then what happens to your money?
The value of the Ethereum coin, when it goes down, it does not affect your Ethereum when it's sitting on your wallet. It depends on you whether your wallet is live or your cryptocurrency is off the blockchain and it's locked in somewhere safely. But basically, you it's benefits. What it does is it encourages education around this blockchain space. It encourages artists to want to find out more about it. And even if I haven't been participating in the music industry over the years, I kind of felt there are no musicians in South Africa that are on it yet. I'm like, because I am interested in the crypto space, I'm new in it, I'm doing a lot of learning around that space, let me might as well introduce it to musicians. production. I've been having beautiful conversations with artists, especially Zex Bantwini, who's a friend of mine, a brother of mine.
Mm. Oh,
we
yeah.
are, you know, having some great talks around participating in the space. Awesome. So basically, if the value of the Ethereum goes up, you're in a great position to get good returns of investment. But when you start participating in NFTs, automatically you're forced to want to understand how Ethereum works, how Bitcoin works, how the entire blockchain technology works, etc., which is a good thing. And that's why, since last year, I've been encouraging people to get into cryptocurrencies.
Ghost Lady, you got a question?
Yeah, I do have a question. So, Smoo, with this whole theory, I think from my little understanding of NFTs is that now you can have more than just one person or just a lot of people owning something. So can you please explain that whole concept of have a lot of people owning something and how is it divided?
Maybe make me an example. When you're saying a lot of people owning something, are you talking about, like, for instance, real estate property with people buying together as a group?
Yes.
Are you talking about it in that sense in the cryptocurrency space? Or what?
Yes,
do you mean
in the cryptocurrency space.
Or even a painting.
Yeah, a painting. So, like, a lot of people have, like, own a portion. Instead of, you see how we just have one person in the normal world buying something. It's like you
question.
Own the portion. Yeah.
So let me tell you the opportunities that are there, for instance, for musicians. You can even come up with an opportunity to get your fans to crowdfund your music. And then they can own a piece of your music. So they can own a piece of your copyright of your music.
Yeah.
And then every time when the song sells or it's streamed, everybody gets their share of their ETH. An ETH is what we would call it, like an ETH is a word to use for the Ethereum currency, basically. So everybody owns a little portion, and when the sales get made, everybody gets what's due to them directly with no middleman. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to meet, we don't have to divide the money. It immediately goes through immediately as the sales happen on the blockchain technology. Mm-hmm. So everybody can collectively own a certain piece of something. It can be an artwork. It can even be a tweet. It's like for you guys, even your episodes, if you guys do agreements with some of the people that you interview, and maybe you partner with them on some of your best performing episodes, you can chop them up into little pieces and turn them in and mint them into NFTs, and you can make more money out of the skill base, just apart from just making money or the different revenue streams that you have from your podcast. You can now start turning your clips that are most performing by agreeing with the people that are on the clips that are being interviewed to collectively partner with you on those, and you mint them into NFTs and you start putting them on the market. There might just be one person out there who might buy it, because what I love about this internet space, even if you in your mind you don't think people might buy an NFT of your tweet, there might just be somebody out there who's maybe an old man who's rich sitting in Australia who might bump into it online on OpenSea and think, I like this. And they might just buy it. So what you think won't sell will actually shock you and surprise you. Look at me. I literally was not planning to go viral about hugging trees. Mm. But in my mind, I'm like, I would usually ignore negative publicity or positive things that do not deserve my time because I'm very busy. Mm. But this one, I kind of felt, let me give it attention because it's a great conversation starter to get people talking about consciousness and aligning with nature. Mm. But at the same time, how does this cloud benefit me? Because I know it's probably going to be for 1 or 2 days. So that's when I came up with an idea. Oh, let me immediately drop a song. Let me drop an NFT. Let me drop a new flavor of MoFire, which is what we've been working on. We're not ready to launch yet. But seeing that there was a conversation around me and what I'm doing, I literally just put everything together and I launched everything yesterday. Now we've just sold one NFT, which is a good thing. Now you guys are giving me a call. So it's getting this snowball effect of where now the educational opportunity is being taken advantage of in a positive way. And I like that.
Definitely.
Yo, Smoo, I'm very slow, man. So I'm still confused. So in closing, can you explain it to, like, you explain it to a 3-year-old? Imagine I'm a 3-year-old. How would you describe this thing?
An NFT is something that you would own and you're going to own forever and accumulate in value. Say, for instance, in Gomagamam brand, 30 years ago, a weekend special was minted into an NFT. Imagine how much value it would have today.
Wow.
So if I minted it, now all of a sudden, the whole country is going to start looking at DJ Smoo as the first guy to start NFTs in South Africa. Imagine the value of the NFT that I dropped yesterday, 10 years from today. Imagine it 20 years from today.
I get it.
Imagine if Lira or if Zonke or if Casper Nyoves or if any one of our great artists starts participating in that space. And over time, it's one of those where in music we would call a song a classic. But when it comes out immediately, when it does well, we would immediately call it a hit. But not every hit becomes a classic over time. There are certain songs that become a hit and then later on become a classic. But there's also certain songs that might not be a hit when it first comes out, but over time it matures, it becomes a classic. What you would call a classic in musical terms, in the NFT world, you would appreciate something of that nature, appreciating in value. Because over time, when something is a classic, it's appreciated more, it's got more value. It's the same with NFTs. If you launch an NFT that over time, or that becomes a hit immediately, over time, obviously, it'll accumulate in value. Or you can even launch an NFT that might not mean nothing now, but 10 years from today, maybe I die an icon or a legend like Kutatu Mandela. Maybe after 30 years from today, that NFT is probably worth $10 million. You never know, because we're playing an international game here. It's like you guys. You're not just local. Last week, you're talking to Americans. The other week, other podcasts are talking about you. Why? Because you're on the internet. It's the same thing with the space of cryptocurrency. You're no longer local. You're selling to someone in Australia, in Europe, in America. So you've got an opportunity to monetize your African creativity.
Oh, Spuda, thank you so much. And once again, apologies for that comment, man. It was just banter. You know we love you, man. We got mad love for you.
Yeah, we got mad love for you, bro. And there's nothing I couldn't be happier than seeing you guys succeed. I know how hard you guys have worked to start that podcast. I remember the meetings we used to have. And I just can't help but be that bigger brother who's very proud of you guys. So keep going, keep growing. May God bless you and appreciate your time. Yeah, I love you guys.
Easy, Jamatota. Thank you so much. Spuda.
Even though the 3-year-old is still confused. I'm still confused, man.
I think you gotta read up on it, bro.
Yeah, because I understand things better if I read up on it and I repeat reading up and I watch a YouTube video.
It can still get confusing. That's the problem with NFTs. Like, you read, I got tired of reading.
But it sounds like something special. Yeah. When you said you can link a tweet to an NFT and someone pays you for the tweet, flip, I got fire tweets, man. Yo, I need to Google that thing and research it properly.
Yeah, I almost said Zahara should have put NFTs.
You see, you'd be apologizing again.
Let's hold it back.
Hey, 3-year-old.
Anyway, shout out to the Vodacom guy. Finally won his case. The courts have told Vodacom to come up with a fresh settlement offer to the Please Call Me Inventor Nkosana Makate.
Yeah.
This week, the battle between Please Call Me Inventor and Nkosana Makate took another twist this week. Vodacom has been instructed to determine new payment structure to settle their case with Makate. Vodacom previously proposed 47 million rands. Nah, I would have taken it.
You can't.
I would have 47.
No, you wouldn't. You know why? Because you've been fighting this case for so long. You've got lawyer fees. All those people who he's mobilized outside the courts, someone, they need to get paid. Those people are not there just to see him earn and go home.
Yeah, but it can't be worth 47 million.
The lawyers.
Yeah, we're talking about a couple million.
Oh, come on. It's not worth. But you see what resilience and perseverance gets you. Because now
20 years.
Like 47 years is not, 47 million is not enough.
Yeah.
More. You must pay more.
So the courts have revealed that he's entitled to 5% of total voice revenue generated through his invention.
Between 2001
and 2021.
20 years. So he's entitled to 20 years of what, please call. The revenue from Please Call Me idea.
Yeah, I don't know exact amount, but it's about 200 billion somewhere there.
Ah, it can't be.
Yeah.
Wait, so then how much did Vodacom make from Please Call Me's?
That's how much they made.
200 billion?
Somewhere there, yeah. And yeah, over 20 years, bro.
And how much percent?
5% of that.
200 billion, 100. So, hey.
I could be wrong with the figures, but that's what I read somewhere.
Because 10% of 200 billion is 200 million. Mm. So he needs to get 100 million, which is 5% then.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
He's getting a lot of money.
Now you're talking. And the thing is, I saw Cizwe Gomo tweeted that, does that guy have any more tech ideas? You know, but sometimes he doesn't even need to have more tech ideas. Because sometimes it's fine in life to just have one idea or one thing that takes off and it sets you for life.
Yeah, I remember when I was broke, I had so many ideas, dog.
For real?
Yeah. I wanted to start a quarter business.
Dope, okay.
Because we're living in a complex in Midrand, right? So every time we wanted a quarter, we'd have to drive to Alex or Tembe Isa. So I'm like, babe, why don't we just start selling quarters here and we deliver? Like, there's a lot of office parks around Midrand.
Smart.
And we deliver.
Smart.
And my woman is like, all right, cool, let's do it. We did it for one day. Like, it's too much work.
How many quotas did you make? How many quotas did
we
you make?
We made like 10 for the domestic workers around the complex.
Okay.
Yeah, they loved that. And then, yeah, it was tiring. And then I came up with another idea to do a car wash for...
the complex. I know. Car wash and the surrounding business blocks.
And then you washed 5 cars and you got tired.
So it was like a Uber for car wash, but elite cars. So like Ferraris, Lambos.
What kind of complex were you staying in?
No, not in the complex.
Oh.
So it's like Uber. You go on the app. If you got a Ferrari, because like those cars need special soap, special things to wash the car. You can't just wash a Ferrari.
Did you guys have the special soap?
I researched and
sourced it. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Hey, bro, it's life. You gotta hustle, man.
I know those things. When you're hungry, you know, when you're hungry with ideas.
And all you need is just one successful one.
But that's a dope idea, though.
Please call one.
Imagine you're on a Ferrari, you go on the app, I come, we wash the car clean.
How much, though? Because how many Ferraris are there, and how often do you wash them? Because a lot of guys even drive their Ferraris on Sundays. You know, like
it's a niche market, but then you can scale it. And charge a lot more.
Charge way more just for one wash.
It's premium.
True.
How much? I hope someone does it. There's no time. We don't have time now.
Yeah. For real. And passion also.
Yes.
Like God does. You could have made money, but you weren't passionate about cutting up potatoes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're passionate about breaking bread, and that's about the only thing in a God damn process you're passionate about, right? Breaking bread. But you need to be passionate about the whole thing and love it.
Yeah.
You need to love feeding people. You need to love washing cars.
What ideas did you come up with, Ghost Lady?
Ideas?
Yeah.
Nah. You can't remember. They're never that crazy.
And you?
I've had a car wash idea, but to like a mobile one to go. This was like years ago, man. You know, I've had crazy ideas. Like when magazines were still selling, I had an idea of like an audio magazine. I remember meeting Vusi and pitching it to him. He was scared. Vusi Tembawai,
Oh, Vusi.
Yeah. Okay. We used to be like, you know, I used to call him, you know, and he couldn't tell me it's a shit idea, bro. You know? But I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I've had a couple, but now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I've had that. I've had what else have I had? Yeah, those are the only ones
that you can think of right now.
That I can think of right now, and they're illegal.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh, they're illegal.
We've all thought, yeah, high, man. Hey, let me heist now.
Let me heist.
$10 million. Hi, man. I've seen Italian Job. I've watched these things. You know, we've all had those sneaky ideas.
Me and Naga always kind of daydream and just like, one job. We just, if one good job.
Yeah,
you know, right. And then we're out. We don't stay.
That's it. One, please call me.
Yeah.
No, we're done. 47 meter. Oh, 100 meter now.
So hey, you know, like, if Naga Kiri looks like Shaka Zulu, if he says, hands up, he's shaking.
Yeah.
He's not shaking, dog.
Shaka Pizzle.
Exactly. You know, it's like, I just need your muscle just in one job.
Yeah.
Make it.
Yeah. But I'd do a heist if there was no repercussions. Like, if it wasn't breaking the law, I'd fucking do it. Like, it looks exciting.
Who wouldn't? Breaking the law, who wouldn't?
Oh, it looks exciting,
dog.
It's
not exciting.
Yeah?
I would love to break into a bank, get inside a vault. It looks so exciting.
Guys,
also.
It's not. Movies, don't let them fool you, bro. Have you been in an accident?
Yeah.
Like, high impact.
Yeah, plenty.
You know the sound of metal striking concrete or metal? That traumatizing sound. Now imagine a bomb. It's probably 1,000 times more traumatic. Now you need to set that off with someone in the car and be fine with the fact that he's dead, and then go and proceed about taking the money with blood all over, a head somewhere there, an arm maybe on your face.
Sure.
It's not easy, bro. That shit is, think about it. Yo.
And those niggas chow all the hottest girls, eh?
The
niggas that do heists.
Are the heist guys.
They got all the money, and they obviously they're just after the woman as well, you know? And women love money.
They deserve it. If you get away with a heist, man, like, you deserve everything. Like, that thing is just traumatic on you and everybody else, and it takes balls.
Yeah, when you break it down like that, so then obviously it's just like, it's not nice.
Dude. Explosions.
Yo, dead bodies. Guns. And stuff.
Being shot at. Have you ever been shot at? No. Being shot at. Bro.
Have you been shot at?
No. I don't want to be shot at.
No, I don't want to either.
When there's a shootout and I'm not involved, you know? I'm from a place where I've seen shootouts. Like, no. dude, being shot at. Yeah. Hey, man, get all the girls in the club. If you survive being shot at, a bomb, a high-speed chase, being shot at while in a high-speed chase, and you still make it out, man, you deserve... Man, take my girl at the club. Yeah. You deserve her. You deserve everything nice, dog. No.
Bring her back when you're done.
Bring her back when you're done, bro. It's fine. Bring the bombing remnants. I'll put her together again.
We need a new Netflix special, The High Swindler.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched it finally. Hectic, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Heck,
my enemies are coming.
My enemies are after me. Send $500,000.
Oh man!
Someone asked me, why didn't that guy use all that creativity, negotiation skills, charming skills, speaking skills, and most importantly, PR and marketing skills? Because that's what he did. He had an Instagram page, just marketing himself, PR, luring the clients, ladies in, and then ripping them off. Why couldn't he use that for business? Those balls that he had.
But that's always the case with criminals,
super
man.
Rich.
They're really smart.
True.
I mean, to go to that detail to think about that scheme.
Because you can't get away like with a heist without brains. Yeah. You'll die.
No.
Like, you'll die. Thinking, you like, know. Literally, you'll die. First, second of the heist, you'll die. That's exactly like if you use it for business. But that's the thing, right? Maybe business has got like a you can lose, you can't. And the other side is like there's only upsides to it.
Having studied human behavior like that.
Yes, because that's
what success
do.
Exactly.
That's what you used to work at 947. They study how you know, people spend their money, who spends it, where they spend it. Then this is how we need to package this product for them so that they can buy into it.
Yeah, but when I watched it, I was so jealous. I'm like, this nigga's living the life.
Yo,
that nigga was living, bro.
You make another person pay for you while you're with another woman.
Yeah.
Like, that is so clever.
I mean, what he did is fucked up.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But there's a genius to it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, that he could have used also, but there is a genius to it. Because not any Tom, Dick, and Harry can pull that off at that scale.
Yeah.
But I loved the girl that decided to just scam him back. Oh, that's my hero there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was now getting desperate, and then he forgot, you know, the principles he uses. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Before we finish the Please Call Me, when last did you send the Please Call Me, by the way?
Years ago.
Nah.
Bro. Who sends up? No one sends up.
Yeah, bro. How are they still making money?
No one.
I did they recently. Don't. I didn't have airtime.
Is
so
it?
I did. I figured it out.
I had to
Google how to send a please call. That's like I just to get the numbers. The star one, what. Yes, I had to like Google.
The last time I sent one, I had to Google. It was years ago, but I had to Google because I was like, I'm on cell C. How do I do it?
Yeah.
I miss the days when you could say, please call outside.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Modify the name.
Please call, I'm done.
Please call, don't forget. I remember.
Please call, I'm coming.
Yo,
those were the days, man. A big shout out to Snoop Dogg. He now owns Death Row Records.
Hey.
Oh, shout out. Full circle, right?
Yeah.
Full circle, man. Yeah. Like, I mean, you were signed to it. Suge Knight fucked it up.
Yeah, so what happened? How did Suge Knight let go of it?
That's a dead label, like literally. Well, it is Death Row. Eventually you die on Death Row. So it was just dead and in dormant, I think. They haven't been dropping. If they've been dropping any music, it hasn't been making it because we don't know of any Death Row artists. So I think it was just one of those. And Suge Knight has been Suge. This is Suge Knight.
Suge.
Yeah, that guy. He's been in trouble legally, been out of prison. So it makes sense. And I think he just bought it for sentimental value.
Yeah, I think
most
so.
Importantly,
And he's got a sex assault case that was brought up this week. Who? Did you read about it? Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, let me read it for you.
Yeah.
It's wild, man.
Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. But no one knows if he owns the masters, though, of all their catalog.
See, that depends. Did Death Row sell the masters? Does Death Row still own the masters? Because the masters can be sold, right, Aya?
But can't they be traced on who
can
owns
they?
The masters?
A catalogue. I've heard catalogues
been
sold.
Yeah, but Interscope owns Death Row's masters.
You see. So it's no longer owned by Death Row. Death Row is just the name, right?
Yeah, you can buy them back, though.
Yeah, of course.
At Snoop Dogg.
Yes, but that's a whole different deal. Yeah. So when he's bought the Death Row, doesn't mean it comes with the masters.
It can, but we don't know what he bought right now.
He could have I think he just bought the name.
The intellectual property of the company. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just bought the brand, like the IP or whatever, you know?
Sentimental value.
Yeah, and also he could have bought the IP of the record label, which is the company. Also, if he bought the masters, there's masters that people own and they don't want to get away. There's in Death Row, there's Tupac, there's Snoop Dogg, there's Dr. Dre, The Chronic, 2003.
Yeah,
that's big masters. So someone in there up there is saying, nah, these are not going anywhere because those songs are still spinning till today and they're making money.
Bro, Charlamagne, I was talking to Charlamagne the other day, he was saying the same thing.
They're making money. Yeah. The Chronic is still making money till today. Because there's sing deals that are happening till today of old songs.
Shit.
And those are millions. And those people that are owning the masters, I don't want to say it's Interscope or whatever.
Yeah.
But they won't let go of the masters.
Because there's Tupac there. Charlamagne was saying the same thing, bro. Sabotage. Yeah. Like, why bring it up now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Shook might be involved in it. Because Shook doesn't want to let go of the masters also.
Of course.
Even if he's in prison or whatever is going through, he doesn't want to let go of the masters.
Hey, it's wild.
It's a lot of money.
It's wild. You
see, so Shook might be involved in what?
Might be involved in the allegations.
Sabotage, yeah.
You know, I chill with Mac, I chill with you, and I have something that I know that the world doesn't know. So when you fuck me over, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to take this out and take that out.
So this whole Snoop thing with the girl might be...
That was 14 years ago.
Why is it coming out now?
And also, remember, Snoop used to direct porn movies, so he's been around a lot of sex and a lot of funny, tricky, gray area stuff.
Yeah.
And they're doing Super Bowl as well, the halftime show, which is a big thing.
Yeah. That's a big tender. That's a big gig. That's like one of the biggest gigs in the States by Super entertainment, Bowl. If you do that show.
Because they're always trying to bring back, bring down black successful people in America. It's weird.
Like Michael Jackson.
Always.
Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby, Kevin Hart.
When he was about to buy the Sony Masters or buy the whole Sony company, he died. And they had the allegations where he was raping young boys and all of that.
Okay, but
let's be careful.
Okay, but then he was playing with young boys.
I'm not saying he didn't do it, but it came after he was buying Sony, the whole company.
But let's be careful.
Let's be careful.
But sometimes people do like crazy, nasty shit behind closed doors, and then now it's when it's like released. You know, at the end of the day, you've been doing such things, but it's just tricky because yes, there are some allegations. That
bro, what if Joe Rogan was black?
Oh, I'd be finished.
You.
Oh, if he was black, dog. You know what it's like? It's like when you see a video, right? Okay, maybe it's a bad example, but like. I'll say it anyway. If you see a video in the US, we've always seen like numerous videos of white kids fights with cops. Like,
yeah.
And you know, if they were black, that tolerance wouldn't be there. They would have been shot as soon as they open their hoodie or try to remove their jackets to show that they're not armed, they'd be shot. But white people have got that, you know, of like the cancellation of black people is like not even up for debate. Oh, flip, he did what? Oh, snap, he slapped a dog. Cancel him.
Yeah. White privilege is called white privilege.
It's insane.
Literally,
bro.
Literally,
and those kids
it's
are wild, bro. The cops, what are you going to do? Shoot me?
Sometimes they're even carrying a gun.
Yeah. Yes.
That the cops are busy, like, put it down. Like,
they stormed the Capitol. They stormed the Capitol in America. No one was shot.
No one.
They were directing them inside the cops.
Literally. Yeah. No one was shot. Yeah. The Capitol. A national key point. No one was shot at.
No one.
They were duckies.
Oh.
But.
We've been reporting off a massacre. A serious massacre.
The only blackout we know is load shedding.
Load shedding. That's the problem.
Now we gotta invest in solar. What? Hey.
Yo,
you need 200,000.
It's crazy with the cancellation of black people.
Listen to this, man. This is quite a long bay with me, right? It says a woman claims Snoop Dogg forced oral sex on her back in 2013, but a source representing the rapper says the woman filed suit on the heels of the Super Bowl, where Snoop is performing in the halftime show, hoping she'd get a payday. The woman, who's only identified as Jane Doe, claims on May 29th, 2013, she attended one of Snoop shows in California. After the show, the woman says Bishop Don won. Do you guys know that?
Bishop Don Juan.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
No, I don't know Bishop Don Juan.
A longtime associate of Snoop's offered her a ride home. She says she fell asleep in the car. Mm. And when she awoke, they had arrived not at her home, but at the Bishop's. Mm. The lawsuit says plaintiff was exhausted and fell asleep at the Bishop's home. She says she woke up at 4 a.m. the next morning and Bishop removed his penis from his pants and forced his penis in plaintiff's face. And repeatedly shoved his penis into plaintiff's mouth.
Jesus, Bishop.
Yeah. She says in the suit, Bishop discriminated against and harassed plaintiff because of plaintiff's sex and gender. She then says the Bishop gave her a dress and told her to put it on so they could go to Snoop's studio, saying, I want to see if he'll make you the weather girl for some TV show. The woman says in the suit she's a model and a dancer. She then claims she went to Snoop, but had a stomach ache, so she went to the bathroom, and while she was in the toilet, Snoop walked in, standing with his crutch in plaintiff's face while plaintiff was defecating on the toilet.
Taking a dump.
She says he then forced oral sex on her.
Damn!
Wow.
While she was taking a dump.
Wow. Oh. She claims shortly thereafter, Bishop said to her, come here, take a picture with Snoop. She says she was scared and took the photo. And then she says Snoop wouldn't hire her because she refused to willingly and enthusiastically give oral sex. Mm. Damn. Heavy.
So yo, that's sick, ugly, man. That sounds, that's yo, that says, people do that to people?
Do you think that happened, though?
It's so ugly, bro. I don't, like, it's so ugly. So you walk in, a woman is taking a dump, and then you, like, give me head. It's a third bit disgusting.
Mm.
Like, look, who am I to say it happened or not, right?
Mm.
It just sounds so wild. If it's wild.
If someone's, like, that's the what happened to her, then it obviously has exactly. to go now and down the whole legal route. Like, that is so disgusting.
We can't dispute
so
it.
Speaking about sex, did you see Nelly's video? He posted a video on Instagram of a girl giving him head.
Nelly!
Yeah.
Nelly!
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
He's pecking Lea Nayo.
Is Nelly pecking?
Yeah, no, but there was... But no.
Are you for real?
I saw tweets where people were just ridiculing him.
Saying what?
No, just like, it just looked stupid. And also, he's clearly not pecking. Kind of vibe.
Oh, that's not pecking.
I don't know. But I didn't you think see the he's video. Pecking?
Nelly's pecking.
He looked like he was pecking to
you
me.
So the, when he's with a woman,
I am Nelly's.
That's a third.
Okay,
bit disgusting.
Third bit disgusting. Yeah, but you as a woman though, is he pecking or not?
That's why I didn't see the video. I didn't. That's why I'm asking. Like, oh,
Google
do you
the
saw?
Video? Google the video.
I tried to look. Like, I ended up just going on
damn,
Twitter.
Damn, man. Niggas, that's what they do when they're no longer dropping hits. Dropping head videos.
And my thing is, how do you post on Instagram by mistake? You have to go through so many things
exactly.
just to post.
Hey, but talk, there's been moments where I take my phone out and it's almost amper to posting.
Yeah.
Amper to posting. Instead, I'm like, yo, yo.
So it's possible.
This video, yo, this pic. Yeah, it is, but a lot of times, because the probability of it happening, because you need to, your phone needs to somehow choose the video, press share via inbox
stories.
Or status or stories or whatever.
Yeah.
So you may find it in one of those stages, but for it to go the full process, nah, that's bullshit. It's like, he did it, he posted it.
Bro, and how do you just have a random video like that on your phone? Doesn't he have a wife?
Yes, because it could have been a screenshot of a conversation with someone that wanted to screenshot, or a screenshot of something. Or there's so many things on our galleries that are not sex related.
Mm. Yeah,
and especially
not the wife. I think they never got married.
Ashanti.
Ashanti was way back.
Oh,
now there was another woman that he was with for years,
mm.
and I know they broke up like recently or maybe a year or two ago.
Mm.
So, but it was so.
He posted.
Like, maybe it's just the thirst, you know. Kind of like pick or just it was just trying to.
Did you see the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, I thought you were looking for it.
Do you have it?
No.
Well,
no,
you
no,
she can't come in and watch it now. Okay?
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
Ghost Lady.
Fuck, the craziest story I read this week. So, Ghost Lady, there's a soccer player. His name is Kurt Zuma.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've been seeing
he plays
Zuma.
For West Ham, yeah. right?
Man, Kurt
so
Zuma.
So, he uploaded or a video of him was leaked of him like kicking his cat.
Yes.
And like, yo, then everybody just went nuts. Like, he's been seeing flames
White
ever
people
since.
Went nuts.
Yeah. Sponsors have pulled out.
Yeah.
Adidas.
They were saying... he must get pulled from the team. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't play there anymore. Like, it's bad, bro. You'd think like he committed murder or something,
bro.
Yeah, you know. And my thing is, right? Yeah. Racism in soccer is so rife, but they never have the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Never
have the same energy,
people,
bro.
People were called monkeys. They are like what, booed or something, and just it's like they're treated as animals. But guess what? It's just like a small apology. All right, let's stop racism and move on.
It's as if the animals have more rights or are better than us.
Well,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, Suarez. Story of Suarez and Evra.
Yes.
Suarez, you know, said something racist to Evra during a match, mm-hmm. and Evra. Suarez is an Adidas ambassador or athlete. They didn't pull his nothing.
They gave him a fine of like £75,000.
Imagine.
Kurt Zuma's $250,000.
Bro!
And there's a whole investigation. They want him to go to prison.
Why investigate prison for kicking a cat? Come on, guys.
Have they been to the hood, dog?
Bro!
Do you see F-tack.
Bothering me.
That's all you hear.
No, I don't care. Like, nah, it's pure racism. Like, and it just shows, man, as a black person, like, you have to be 10 times better than white people just to be acknowledged and recognized in an environment where white people control that environment.
Do something just small and but, one day. Yeah.
Yes, but a white person can be 10 times more horrible than you and their sins will get overlooked. Yeah. But if you're black, 1 foot wrong. Mm. 1 foot, you're fucked. It's like what's his name? Hazard.
Eden Hazard
kicked a ball boy, you know, in a match. And he kicked a human. Mm. But here's a guy who kicked a cat. You know, we don't know what the cat did.
Yeah.
But he kicked a cat. Ow.
What if he was defending himself? Exactly.
Also.
What if he was defending himself?
I know how it feels like to run around the cat in the house. Remember Big Brother?
Yeah, yeah.
I was running around cat. I know how it feels like running around smash a cat in the house. Like, yeah, come off.
You know? You're the cat master.
No, but for real, man, that shit is it's pure racism.
So
you know what they're doing now? His brother plays for some low-level league team, Dagenham, whatever. His brother got suspended from playing for the team. His brother, the guy kicked the cat.
The brother kicked the cat. Now the brother
the
has
older
to
brother kicked the cat.
Suffer.
The other brother probably hasn't seen his brother in 2 months. In a different part of England,
he's
suspended because your brother kicked a cat.
It's unfair, man.
And it just boils down to the color of his skin, man.
You know, he's got to do a live now with the cat on something like, we are good now.
Like, yo, please tell them we're good. Please tell them. Nah, man. Like, it's so
the
it hurts.
Needs to accept the apology.
It hurts. Like, black man, you're on your own.
Yeah, bro.
It's literally that, man. You're on your own, bro. Like, it's so fucked up. But shout out to David Moyes. Mm. David Moyes said...
Stuck by him. He Spotified this thing.
Yeah. He's a Spotify of EPL.
Yeah.
He said the man is going to be available to play for his team. Because he's one of the best players there.
Yeah.
And he said, like, kick the cat, fine. You know, he's in my team if he's fit to play and he wants to play.
Yeah.
He's not going to... For kicking a cat. guys, come on. And you know what the sad part is? It probably was not his cat. Look at Kurt Zuma. What is he doing with cats? Probably the wife's cat, and they annoy him. He doesn't like them anyway. And the person who took the video, you can tell that they weren't trying... It was all fun and games for everybody in the house.
Yeah.
I don't think they released the thinking. It was just ignorance. Mm. You know, then they just released it and...
You feel all our white subscribers unsubscribing?
Yeah.
All right, it's fine,
how
guys. If that's how you're going to cancel us for kicking cats, it's fine, man. Yo, hey, white subscribers, y'all come here in Africa and you kill elephants, you kill giraffes, you do cage hunting.
Yeah.
Y'all go to circuses.
Our wildlife.
Thank you.
In danger because
Thank
of
you.
White people.
They go kill to careers.
Dude, they go to circuses where elephants are being trained and they're being whipped in training and all that
Kept
shit.
In cages.
They go to horse racing festivals all over the world and literally horses are being flogged and smacked with a stick.
Mm.
Right? That's animal abuse.
Yeah.
Who said you can ride a horse? Who said the horse wants to be ridden and smacked by the rib?
Did they say it's okay?
Yeah. So then, and then here's a black man kicks a cat. And now his livelihood should be taken away from him. He should starve and be broke and be a nobody. It's fucked up.
It's wild,
double
man.
Standards. Crazy double
I wanna
standards.
I want to send a shout out to Oskiro. He went back to school.
Hey!
He's at the University of Pretoria for a 5-month project management program.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Bridget Masinga.
Oh, Bridget.
She obtained her Bachelor of Arts degree in Government Administration and Development.
Oh.
Hey, they're putting pressure on us. Now I gotta go back to school, bro.
You have to. When I name it tricky.
Went to school.
Gotta do better.
Did that, done that, man.
And in sad news, where were you when you found out about Coolie Roberts?
Oh,
I just woken up.
Yeah, same here, man.
Just woken up.
I thought it was a hoax in the beginning.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, because Tuso sent me, Tuso's like one of the friends of the podcast. Mm. He sent me a screenshot of Daily Sun.
Yeah.
And I was like, Daily Sun, I mean, as much as they tweet a whole lot of, I mean, these stories are lies, and like Tigoloshi climbs on top of Granny's head and whatever. If it's a death and it's a publication, there must be some credibility to it. So I took it serious. As soon as I woke up, I saw that. I was like, whoa.
Oh, and what a beautiful soul, man. I remember the episode we did. She was saying she was scared to come on the show. You know, like most celebrities all say.
Yeah.
And then after the interview, she was like, that is probably the best interview I've ever done. It was so much fun.
That's what they all
said. I was like, Coolie, you're scared of us. You birthed us, man.
Yeah, like you crawled for us to walk.
Yeah.
You know, you showed us that this... You can do this thing with just being yourself. Don't watch what you're saying. Just think about it, but just be yourself. Say what you truly want to say and feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I was so surprised, bro. Like, Coolie
Roberts,
so
man.
So unexpected, man.
So unexpected. And dude, shout out to you, man. Like,
you
know, a lot of times, I think a lot of people didn't get when you ask, what do you want to be remembered as?
Mm.
Right? But now people get it, why that question is so
important.
Because now that she's no more, people are just playing that. And what she says is so beautiful.
It is, bro.
It's
and you know why
like
I love
your
that
words
question?
Live on.
Yeah, sorry?
I'm just saying it's like your words live on now that you're gone.
Yeah.
So that's just it's a powerful question.
And you know why that question is so profound?
Bro.
Because if you listen, we've asked so many celebrities, right?
Yeah.
The real ones, right? When they answer that question, never make them about themselves.
Yeah.
They always say, I want to be remembered like Zola. Like, don't remember me.
Mm-hmm.
Help a boy child.
Yeah.
The change,
Yeah. And then the fake ones always go like, remember my music.
Oh, flip. I have noticed
that.
Wow.
Because literally what that question does, it strips away the celebrity and goes into your human side. Like, what do you believe in? What? So, like, fuck the money.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the celebrity. Mm. What is the core of you?
Of you. What's the reason for your existence and being? And being, your being.
Yes.
Wow, man.
Yes, yes.
Yo, because what she said was so beautiful. Like, it's not about me. Guys, take care of one another. Black people take care of one another.
Albinos, just whoever, with just people with issues,
like disenfranchised, take care of one another. Black people, and this Kurt Zuma thing shows that as black people, we're
exactly.
on our own. So when it's black people, we're trying to fucking cancel one another. We hate one another's hustle. We hate that this one is doing better, therefore I'll say shit about their platform. And what the fuck? And then we've got a bigger beast to fight against in the real world.
Yo,
as a black person from Africa, even worse. So her words will resonate forever.
Yeah. Ghost Lady, you got anything else for us?
Yeah. There was a whole story that came out. Well, with Connie Ferguson. So there's this prophet who came, like, first of all, he was the one last year that also kind of like prophesied and predicted the death of Connie's husband. Yeah, Shona. So, and now he's come again and said that, kind of like alluding that she's got some condition or something, ailment in her body, could be cancerous. And obviously, so it's just a bit like...
Whoa, where does he do that? Like on social media?
I don't know where he does it. So it's just the whole story. And it's like, whoa, what's up with people just wanting to predict people's deaths and just downfall or however you want to put it?
No, but do you think it's a downfall? Because remember like what Taz was saying is that her obligation is to... tell the truth,
tell
no matter
truth.
How bad it is.
Yeah.
At least, like, she told the truth. So isn't that the same with this guy?
Yeah, but it's is it, does it have to happen socially? Like,
yeah.
Via
social
media,
yeah, yeah.
Instead
it could
of,
be a one-on-one.
Yeah, it could be a one-on-one.
Yeah. Taz wouldn't out you on Twitter and just tweet me, right? But she does it on radio because people call her.
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, I think the guy who said Shona, I think it was that guy is big now on Twitter because of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's that same guy.
It's not the same guy.
But that guy might just be riding on because that Khatebelike guy did say to, hey, this is going to happen, whatever, or like send a warning. But I think that guy is just now going on the wave, you know. You can't do that, man. You've got a gift to get it, but please respect people and their privacy and their life and their health. You can't just go on and tweet people in public that you got cancer.
Yeah.
Then you can just go on and say to people you've got HIV.
Hey,
just go test. You haven't seen it. I know it. But just go test and tell everybody else. You know what I mean? Then it's my health, bro.
It's
just respect me. No. He deserves everything coming his way legally if they're going to sue him or whatever. Because just respect people, please, bro. DM them. Try to find a way to reach them.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, yeah, a lot, bro. Hey, Sibongile Mani, remember the girl, the Nesfers girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, flip. Now she's been found guilty of stealing the money. So the Nesfers girl is a lady, a student, right? But not just any student. She was a student leader, SRC kind of. So she knew the things and how things work. She got 14.
She was at Walter Sisulu University.
Walter Sisulu, yes. Yeah. She got 14 million rand.
Damn.
Deposited into her Nesfers card, on a Nesfers card. And she spent that.
It was by mistake.
Spent like 200,000.
She spent like, no, 800,000.
800,000.
800,000.
Yeah.
Now,
the money going into her account was by mistake.
Yes, and that's a problem I have, right? Because now, she's convicted now, waiting for the sentencing.
Yeah.
What about the person who deposited those funds?
Yeah.
Where are they to explain? What happened? Why did you put 14 million funds, 14 million rands in funds in a student's account? And her, she got nailed because it was evident that she knew there was a mistake and she knew she was doing something illegal. Look, I know there's bigger fish to fry in the country, but she was buying from like different cities, right? So you know that, hey, this money I'm spending, I shouldn't be spending. When you're buying in Joburg, well, she was in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Then you go to Brakpan, then you go to Sandton, then you go back, you go to Witbank, and you spend 40K. So they were like, you knew you were doing something illegal. But I feel like it's too harsh, man. She was a kid. Yeah, she bought 27 male jackets. You know what she bought? I'm a jazz. Like, she was just spending.
But wouldn't you do the same?
Just spending.
Just spending.
Mkwenyane, jazz, full of jazz. Mkwenyane, jazz. Probably about 7 years of jazz, the Mkwenyane.
Yeah.
Like, but it was, I feel like it's too harsh.
So she's going to make it on I Blew It.
Hey, dog. She will, though. But that's the thing, right? She couldn't save the 14 million because, like, right now it's gone.
Yeah.
Right? They've reversed it or taken it back. What do you do,
hey,
though, as a student, you know? It's not her fault. And I feel like she could have done with some community service. I don't know if we do that in SA.
Yeah.
Or some suspension. Or, you know, go around the country, teach kids not to do crime, even if money ends up on your account. But now that the fact she's going to go to prison, she doesn't deserve that, man.
Yeah. NSFAS should suffer, should be the one suffering.
Yeah, who?
Not
who was negligent enough to deposit 14 million rands into a student's account?
And what did she say first night in jail when they ask her, what are you in here for?
Hey, bro.
Oh.
What did she say?
What? I spent money that was in my account.
I feel like all the other prisoners will be angry. It would be like, you should have finished it. Then you see, I understand, like, okay, I'd finish the money. Like, Dior, guys. Nah,
shame,
money must
man.
Never
like,
enter into my account by mistake.
Up.
Anyway, it's time for some announcements. Granger's finally back. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We're back.
Make enough bottles now.
Yeah.
Great.
We're back at all the topses that we're available in. I forgot the topses, but yeah, you know the topses.
My Melody Tops is one of them.
Yeah, there's R55. We do really well there. Midrand. You'll put up the flyer, ne?
Yeah.
With all the topsies that we're available, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, so get yourself a bottle there. Also, 20th of March, we're planning a brunch in Polokwane.
Oh.
Oh, we're back in Polokwane.
Yeah, at my uncle's lodge there.
IREX. Yes. Oh, the brunch will be at IREX.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. IREX.
Yeah, but we need a sponsor, man. Do you guys know a sponsor, someone who can help us?
In Polokwane.
Because we need to pay for the venue, but family price.
Okay, yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sound, what else do we need? Jason, what else do we need?
So, Aya sound, it will also be family price.
No. We need sound, accommodation. No, accommodation will stay at the lodge.
Oh, okay.
I think that will be covered. What else? Like furniture.
Yeah. Oh, that's for
make,
the party.
Yeah, yeah, to make it look nice.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, if you want to help us, email jason at thisismacg.com if you want to sponsor our brunch in Polokwane.
Yeah, that would be dope, man.
Yeah, and then transport as well.
Oh, yeah.
Transport fee as well. Yeah, the buses and stuff, right?
Yeah, because the whole crew is going to be good.
The whole crew, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. There's chillers in high places, dog.
Nah.
Like, dog, there's chillers. Like, Jimmy Manye is a chiller.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, who's that?
There's a politician. There's that guy with the ATM party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, African con. Yeah, that's
sounds Claudi. Like a big deal.
Jimmy Manye. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like, so he watched the Claudi interview. Like, shout out, man. I've never seen an interview like this. No twang. No, just so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
And we're just giving you your flowers. Yeah, he's a chiller.
Oh, yeah.
Well, chillers are nice places, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
we go, people are like, hey, I'm a chiller, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, there's something now brewing with Capello. You know, one of the guys is a chiller.
Hey, cheers. Hey. Just had to throw it in there. Which Capello deal is this?
Which Capello deal is this?
Go national.
Hey.
Yeah, we might be touring Capello's nationally.
Hey. You know?
So that might be a thing. If they've got a Capello in Polokwane, it might be a thing.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
by the way, there's a chiller who's been asking in the comments for like the past few weeks about the UK tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Dust, if I'm not mistaken.
And Lesotho guys as well. The Lesotho.
Yes. Where's Jason, man?
Jason.
Did he leave?
What's going on? No, he's there.
But he's getting a haircut from Ash.
My Ash is here. Get it, giving us cuts.
I think we're in Lesotho end of March. 26th.
26th of March.
Okay. Yes.
Dope.
And then UK, we're in UK in July. It was meant to be April, but they moved it to
great.
July.
It's summer that side.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Nice. So we'll give you all the details, Dust, as soon as it's confirmed. But looking at July, we should be in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
wait,
then
man.
Last week, we were giving away some Grandeur hampers for Valentine's.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all you had to do was go to our Instagram page, at Grandeur Gin, and comment underneath the
Grandeur,
post.
Give me some, bro.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations to...
It's going to be Valentine's Day. So when we drop this episode.
Oh, yeah. Dope. Oh, yeah, yeah. What are you doing for Valentine's? Yo, I need some ideas, man.
Oh.
What are you doing?
No, I've not planned anything. Guys,
you,
I'm tired.
You, Penduka?
Nah, I don't do Valentine's.
Cheers.
Oh.
Yeah, like, hey, man, if I'm in a relationship with you, I love you. Every day of the relationship when you feel it. This whole, it's just Valentine's thing. Ah, come on, guys. Let's.
No, it's just there it's for a, you to just, you know, like, just do something
I'll
better.
I'll just get flowers
you know.
Then. I'll just get flowers.
Wait, what are the last thing you did?
That I love you.
The last thing
nothing. Because I do really nice things randomly.
Mm.
You know, like, randomly, like, surprise you. Like, it's a night out today. We're going to a very special, you know, restaurant. We're going to, what's David Higgs' place there by Rosebank? Or we're going to, you know, random. So why should I now perform on Valentine's when everybody else is performing? It feels weird to me. Then we get there at a restaurant or wherever, and everybody's there on Valentine's. It feels stupid.
It's a day to celebrate love. It's like Mother's Day or Father's Day.
It's
and whatever.
Fake. If you love your person, you celebrate it naturally every day
but
or
you
whenever
can't.
You find time.
Okay, now that's
and
true.
And the inspiration comes.
That's true.
That, whoo, you know, sometimes you wake up and, oh, I love my woman. And you just want to do nice things for her.
Mm.
You know, even say, call off sick at work. I've got a day's plan for you. Those mean the most. Valentine, she's expecting something nice, so it doesn't mean much.
So congratulations to Rex underscore X underscore 2.0. He said, I'm spending my Valentine's with friends. We're planning to have a mini chillers since we're all single. Some holidays are just for certain people.
Oh.
Congratulations to Lerato Mano. I'll be having the bottle of Grandeur Gin that I've won on this page to get over the Monday blues. And lastly, Khotso underscore Chikana. I'll be spending my Valentine's with my boyfriend. We're planning on to have having a picnic and a bottle of grandeur. Hashtag gin lovers.
Ooh. Damn, so the other people are congregating because they're single.
Mm.
Wow.
You see, you've got to make the day special.
They'll stand in a line and have their gin shots. Stand in single files.
I want to read a post from Aya. I saw a post from Aya this week. He was talking about Valentine's.
Aya's got the coolest post, man.
Yeah.
He's like a cool.
Yeah, it's content, Chief.
Did you screenshot that?
Yeah, it's content.
Wow.
Yes. He says, you're single because where now you think every relationship... Okay, you read it, man. I'm tired of reading today. You read it, man.
Defecations.
Read it there.
How many did you screenshot? This one.
Yeah.
It started here.
Okay.
To women, Valentine's is not about you. Valentine's is not Women's Day or your birthday. We men also want gifts to be treated.
Yeah.
Please don't slack this year. Nizoba single again go March if you slack. That's the first one.
Is that a threat, dog?
But what kind of woman?
They're going to be, though. Because also men want to be treated.
Yeah. Like,
what kind of man wants to be treated on Valentine's?
No, nigga. No.
I can treat
you, man. You the problem now.
Yeah. Y'all niggas, you didn't go to the mountain, ne? I can tell.
What do you mean, you don't fucking that soft boys? Hey, man, the mountain, they tell about Valentine's.
Oh, they teach you, they train you.
What mountain?
Hey, I'm a vendor.
What mountain are going to, man?
Yeah.
The second one, you're single because when you think every relationship you get into is about you. Ain't nobody trying to get a gift. Yes, sex. No one wants sex for a gift.
Yeah.
Send him money for a haircut. Give him money for Hennessy when he's with his boys. Come back and tell me how that goes.
That's some whack advice, bro.
That just sounds so
Aya's right, though.
No, man.
Aya's
no,
right.
Bro. Valentine's is not Women's Day.
It's not Women's Day because women make it about them. It's not about them.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want this Valentine's, Aya?
Yeah.
Foot massage.
Yeah.
No, he's had.
I work so much, so she can take me to a spa.
Okay.
Fuck, take yourself, massage. Dog. Take yourself.
No, I can.
Who's going to foot the bill?
Her.
Yeah. She has to foot the bill.
She's going to foot the bill. I'm going to do something else.
Bro, just say you want a sugar mama. He's describing a sugar mama.
No, nah.
Wait.
Men are also human, guys.
If a woman spends on you, she has to be older or sugar mama.
No, man. Don't go there.
No,
that's
man.
That's what she's saying.
Dude, what kind of woman are you guys dating? Who don't spend on you?
Don't spend on you. Lying. Mac G is just lying because he also gets spoilt. So,
yeah.
You receive gifts and you appreciate them and you love them.
Oh, tell us more.
Tez, is this you?
you're acting like, men. Who are these men who want gifts? No.
Bro, I want nothing on Valentine's. That's a gift.
No, that's because...
Nah. You want peace.
Because you know you're going to get something.
He knows he's getting something. Like, his woman seemed like the kind of person who will go all out for you.
Exactly.
And she expects the same.
Exactly.
Bro. Reprocity.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, man. I got to think of something fast.
You got to think of something first.
Yeah.
What have you done before?
Do something you've done 5 years ago. That's
bro, we've been together for like 8 years. I've done everything, bro.
What have you done?
Picnics.
Okay, nice.
Oh,
That's romantic.
Yeah.
You can even have a picnic in the garden.
I did that at the old house.
Okay, you can do it again here.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it in the new house.
New house, new picnic.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, you see?
Do you know?
Yeah,
something
fuck
new.
Out of here, man. Hey, these niggas.
Yeah, man. We also want nice things. We must buy a car next year.
Speak for yourself.
Tess told him you can't get your own car. She better buy it, right?
And I was thinking of buying a car.
She's good, eh?
She said no.
So you heard.
Focus on yourself,
idea,
Aya.
Man.
Yeah, man. Love you guys. Long time, Pinduka.
Yeah. Oh, I've got two more things.
Yeah.
One, shout out to Shao Mafuna. So there's a guy who's joining the Formula One team.
Oh, yes. I wanted Mercedes. To say that.
Formula One team.
Yeah.
Like the Mercedes-Benz Formula One team is going to be working on
South African
on Lewis South Hamilton's African car. Shao Mafuna, shout out to you, bro.
South Africans doing big things.
Like excellence.
Look up for the ticket to some Formula One in Dubai sometime.
Sometime.
Shout out to you, bro. Yeah. We're fucking proud of you. You've made history and put this country on the map.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The last thing?
The last thing! Oh, flip, okay.
Birthday party.
No, yeah, it is, but the shower, my phone, reminded me of something else, but it's fine, we're done. Birthday party 26th is happening, guys. BBW, Mac is there,
yeah.
LKG is going to be there, ooh, Aya Pro is there, Cat Master is going to be there. Donald's got a new hit song now.
Is it?
Yeah, like, oh, it's going to be a huge song.
So are you sure?
He's going to be there.
Nice. Are you sure it's going to be
there? It sounds beautiful, okay, bro. When I said it about Osama, and it was big, right?
Yeah,
it was a song of the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Osama, song of the summer.
Yeah. Ah, he killed it.
Devil Osama bin Laden.
So yeah, be there 26th February.
You killed BBW it, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. So Penduga. Oh, and there's another second leg of the party we're gonna do in the Val at Capello.
Oh,
in the Val. Val Capello's
so
also.
Capello's is starting already.
Val. Yeah. It's a guy I work. It's Kevin. Kevin is my boy from like the Val.
Nice one.
Jason knows it's from the Val, so yeah. But so Kevin was like, I'm working on this other thing, big thing. Just needs to get the money from the big guys, and we are on.
Ah, so Kappa, boy.
Yeah?
So Kappa.
No. The national thing is all of us. Don't worry. Well, you and I, and all of us.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, but yeah, man. Birthday party, can't wait, dog.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for all the love. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to the members. Shout out to the Patreon.
You are patrons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We out here, man. And podcast and chill.
That one with the middle finger, we're not going to mention that one.
Joe Biden.
Come on. Fuck.
He's going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Rest, boy. Rest.
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 Rest. Rest. Rest. Rest. Rest. Simbako. Simbako.
We are here, man. Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a special guest on the show today.
Ooh.
Her name is Taz. Ooh. She's a medium. She's a life coach. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Ghost Lady. Hey, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, you might have heard her. She's on Metro. Which show are you doing, Taz?
Everybody knows Taz, bro.
Which show do you do on Metro? Sorry, I don't listen to radio, man.
So I have my own show. It's On the Air with Taz on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, you've got your own show now.
I have my own
segment. I know you're from the breakfast show.
Yes, so I still do the breakfast show. And then we've expanded and I have my own segment.
Wow.
Oh. And we've been trying to have you on since the beginning of the year, but you've been busy, yeah?
I think the problem was your producer was trying to get hold of me and I did not see the messages that came through. When I finally had sight of it, I reached out.
Yeah. Oh, how long have you been doing this for?
Metro FM or the work?
The work.
Okay, so it is something that I'm born with.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so at the age around 5, 6, I thought it was abnormal.
Yeah.
I thought, now this is something that people are going to judge me on, and I then tried to block it. And then later on, I think I was like about 16, 17, a teenager, when I helped the first person, and from there it was word of mouth, and it snowballed into an actual path.
So you were doing readings when you were 5?
At 5 years old, I could see dead people.
Whoa.
Whoa. Sixth sense.
Yes. So I thought that was, at first I thought it was normal. And then when I realized it's abnormal, it's not what everybody can do, I try to shy away from it.
And what's the difference between what you do and like a sangoma?
There's no difference.
Mm.
So a sangoma just uses rituals. And I have a lot of respect for sangomas. I just see and speak from what I'm picking up. But sangomas are doing the same thing. They are also picking up the energy. Some sangomas might be able to see dead people. They may not. I have a lot of people that come to me to do a crossing over, and that's the area that I love the most.
Oh.
And the reason I love that is because your grandmother is standing right next to you.
What? That's wild.
She says to you that you are my son. You're not my grandson. She says that I'm so proud of you. And she says there was a period that you went into depression. There was a period when you felt that you wanted to give up. You gave up on life.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
And she says, I'm glad you didn't, because she says you have so much that the world needs from you.
Jeez. Thanks, Coco. Kokumale, that's my grand.
She gives you a kiss on your head and she says, you'll always be my little boy. And she says, I really am proud of you, because you've decided to dedicate your life to making a difference, to uplift other people.
Yeah.
And she says, your voice matters.
Oh, wow. Are you talking about Saul, this one?
Hey, why did
my
you
teddy bear.
When you were alive. Like, wow. Yo, thank you. Wow.
Do you do readings for like politicians, celebrities?
Wow, man.
I do have a lot of politicians that come to me, a lot of celebrities. I do. I like working with normal, everyday people, because they need help. The celebrity is they need help, but sometimes they don't like to listen to the information that's coming through. So they come to me repeatedly wanting to hear the same thing. But my work is not only about celebrities.
Okay. Mm. Wow, that's amazing. And you make money from this?
Oh, you saw her car?
Yeah.
Of course.
So I do a lot of charity work.
Okay.
I obviously have shows. I have On the Couch with Taz, which is on an international platform, which I get paid for. I have On the Air with Taz, which I get. So obviously I'm getting paid for that work. But I also have a lot of charitable causes, and I believe in giving back. Yeah. So that's important for me.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the readings. Who do you want to start with? You want to start with Ghost
State? I want to start with you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, she said I got the best energy in this room.
Can we hear her? Can we hear her say that?
So just to clarify, what I did say was the ghost lady runs the show. So if the gentleman think they're in control, think again.
Yeah, I think we've known that since day one.
Yeah, she does. She's the steering.
But on a serious level, when I start with you, Mac G, I see that you started the show thinking, okay, let's see where we go with it. It was supposed to be fun, and it became serious, and it's become really successful, but it's given rise to other thoughts. I am seeing you wanting to reach out on an international platform. I see that there's discussions in the pipeline that are going to actually conclude. So you're bigger than you realize.
Wow.
You know, some people are afraid of you because you're controversial. They're afraid of you because you pick on things that people don't want to talk about. Mm. But you're not a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, all you want is just to get to the root of everything. But I see that you're also very big on making a difference, making an impact. And that's what I see about both you guys. Mm. Both of you are motivational leaders. Y'all are leaders, and I'm seeing y'all making a difference. So when I look at your energy, I see an international platform. And when I look at your energy, Saul, I see that there is a, besides being behind the mic, I'm seeing you being in front of a camera. So there is a show that's coming together beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Oh.
So I see both of you are going to succeed on different platforms, but I like the energy between the two of you because this has created a strong bond. I mean, you guys do fight and argue at times.
Do we fight? So?
Hardly, but like we can if it needs to happen.
There's difference of opinions at times, but the friendship always takes over and there's respect that comes in. That's what makes this work. Right. Yes, you'll have difference of opinions and you can get a bit feisty, but the friendship and the respect is always taking over. And I like that the show is manifesting into something much larger than the both of you anticipated. Do not bring, there is a male that wants to get, be part of the show, that wants to get on board. I'm seeing that as a negative.
Robert Boy, Tima.
Ah, come on, never, not him. He's good people.
You've been saying good Robert energy. Boy.
Listen, good energy. The energy might be good in the, you know, with the person, but when I'm looking at the three of you together,
the chemistry,
and the way you gel together, right now it's working perfectly with you guys. You got Ghost Lady leading you guys. It's working. Don't break something that is perfect.
Wow.
No, it's Aya.
He's not
engaged.
He's
not with the mic entering. They're like, yeah, and also I think Saul, you know.
there's an energy that's unfolding of a third male anchor that is going to be the problem. So keep the platform the way it is.
Are we going to make money?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what matters.
But Saul, your energy with the show that I'm seeing is something that you've been thinking about for a while. A little bit of fear and anxiety has been seeping in, but I want you to go forward with it.
Oh, shit, I know what it is. I know what it is, actually.
Yes. So go ahead with it.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Thank you. I know what it is.
Yeah, I love that.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
And she got it almost right by saying, like, I know what it is. I just can't say it. I'll tell you off air.
That's our line now. I know what it is.
I know what it is, actually.
Show. I know what it is.
And isn't it weird? You've had a number for the longest time.
Yes, because I took her number, but I don't know whether it was, you had a very long waiting list or something like that, but something stopped me then, you know.
I think people give up when they see the waiting list, but you know, there's sometimes cancellations, not because people don't want to do a reading, but they have work meetings or whatever comes up, and then we have slots that open. And
because you're in demand, like, yo, Because you're good. Like, when you do your stuff on the radio, you're so accurate. And people are like, oh. Like me right now, and I'm like, oh, my word, I know what you actually...
But, you know, for me, it's not about the fluffy stuff. And we spoke about this before we could start recording.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman that reached out to us yesterday on Metro FM.
Yes, yes.
And he said, he sent me an SMS to say, I'm 30 minutes away from shooting myself.
Whoa!
And you are my last hope.
Wow.
So I said to the producer, let's put him on the show. Let's see if we can help him. And we did. He sent an SMS afterwards to say that he had tried to hang himself the night before. His father saved him. Mm. And he's in the police force. He has a gun. And he said, I was going to shoot myself. If you did not respond to me, within 30 minutes, I was going to shoot myself.
Jeez.
And he responded to say that he's going to live. He's going to fight. And then I screenshot that and I sent it to Lerato, who I do the show with, to say,
LKG. Oh, LKG. Yeah. She's a good friend.
So I sent it to her and I sent it to the producer to say, we saved somebody's life today. So it's not about just the fluffy stuff. It's about making an impact, making a difference.
Yeah.
Yes. And you'd be surprised at how many people reach out to say, I'm on the verge of suicide. Mm. So on a daily basis, I search. I shouldn't say that because everybody will be typing suicide. Okay. But I look for that and we reach out.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You prioritize that.
I prioritize.
Yeah, because those people are literally...
Yes.
At the verge of.
And he wasn't just saying it. When we had him on air, he was so emotional.
Wow.
He meant what he was saying. Mm-hmm. If we did not contact him within that 30 minutes, he was going to kill himself.
That's crazy. Yeah. And then what about our enemies? Because like Simon, our enemies are after us.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of enemies.
You know what? We all have enemies. We all have
Simon
people.
Simon and Tinder Sindler.
Yeah. Oh, Simon. Our enemies are after us. Spotify sent 500 million. Our enemies are after us. Yeah, for real. Because so many people are trying to attack the platform from all angles.
You're going to always have people that are jealous, that are negative. Mm. But you fight back by being successful.
Ooh.
You do not feed that negativity, right? Mm. When you feed that, you're bringing yourself down. You're starting to think along their platform, along their energy level. And that's not who you are. That's not what both of you are about, right? Your segments are about fun. Yes, sometimes controversial, but it's all about fun. And you're not forcing people to say things, right?
Yeah. No.
So you're going to constantly have enemies, especially the fact that I'm seeing you guys being successful and growing.
Because they see
going
it too.
On a bigger platform, international platform.
That's crazy.
Right? So you're going to have more enemies. When you start feeding into that, you are becoming them.
Ah.
Right? Rise above that and just work hard. You need to succeed and show your enemies, this is who I am. I'm better than that.
I love that. All right, let's move to Ghost Lady.
Yes. I'm
what
here.
Do you sing? What do you sing
Ghost
with our
Lady.
Princess, our queen?
She's not a princess, she's a queen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When I look at your energy, all I see is baby energy. I see that you started 2022 feeling, I want grounding, I want stability, I want a family. Yeah. You have gone through a major disappointment in relationship. You went through a period where you lost your identity.
Uh-huh.
And you're finally at a point where you're saying, this is who I am. Take it or leave it, this is who I am. And I love that about you because you're standing up for yourself finally.
Nice.
Right. So I am seeing that there's a lot of pressure from family. You're doing a lot for many people in your family. And unfortunately, there's manipulation. People are taking advantage of you. You're standing up for yourself in career and in relationship.
Okay.
You've got to stand up for yourself in finances.
Okay.
Right. Because you're taking on too much and you don't know where to draw the line.
Right.
Okay. I am seeing that you are brilliant at what you do. And your energy is not with this show or exclusively with this show. I'm seeing you expanding. I am seeing that you are going to be behind the scenes supporting other shows. And making a success.
No,
of that
she
as
can't
well.
Leave us. Is she leaving us?
No, she's not leaving.
Come on.
She's adding to her portfolio. Yes. And you have been thinking about adding for a while now because you know that you're good at what you do.
Yes. Yeah.
So financially, you're going to do well. Mm-hmm. I am liking the energy that I'm picking up around relationship. Mm-hmm. I see that you have a good partner that loves you and respects you, but both of you are struggling with communication at times because what you're not realizing is you're bringing in the issues from your ex into this relationship.
Wow.
Your insecurities and your need to control is seeping in.
Okay.
Sometimes just let your guard down. But you are going to have a baby. And I know that the past is weighing heavy over you. There's a bit of disappointment in yourself, frustration with choices you had to make.
Okay.
But you were in a situation where you didn't have much of a choice.
Oh.
Right.
That's true.
You do have an aunt that comes through around you.
An aunt?
Yes, okay. She's from maternal side of the family. She comes in as a sister figure to your mom. They're not blood sisters. They're obviously cousins. Wow. She's giving you a lot of love. She wants you to know babies with them. I've got your grandmother coming through. She gives you so much of blessings. She says that you're very spiritual. She says you're more spiritual than traditional.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she says that that's okay. She was very traditional.
Yes.
She says that is okay. She says as long as you believe and you're doing good, that's all that matters. Oh. Right. But trust in your sixth sense because your intuition is always on point. Just don't take my job.
Yeah.
Don't see dead people.
Yeah, don't see dead people.
Don't see dead people. I don't want to see
joking.
Dead people. No.
I'm joking. But your intuition is very on point.
Yeah.
The problem is you're fearful and you overthink and overanalyze, and then you don't trust in what you are picking up.
Ooh.
Right. So when you take a step back and you just allow information to filter through, you're going to find that you are accurate. And when you use that information, you are able to go forward.
That is true, because I like to always live by, I need to discern. Discern.
Yes.
I never like things to just take me by surprise.
Well, now you're going to learn to trust.
Yeah.
The word trust is very important, because you are not allowing that into your relationship. Mm. You're not allowing that into your career. Mm. And now you're not allowing that into your spirituality.
Oh.
Right? So you need to learn how to just trust and just let go. Let universe take over.
Okay.
Right. Let me take over, Ghostly. Trust me.
Don't trust these boys.
No.
I'm running the ship.
Do you say anything about my grandmother? I miss her so much, man.
I've got an uncle that comes through, and he shows me that you did have a few disappointments with your father.
Mm.
Right? You didn't have the role model or the support that you wanted or needed. And I'm seeing that from a young boy, you've had to be very independent. You've had to steer your life, guiding yourself and hoping that I'm on the right path. He says to you, I'm proud of you.
Wow.
He says, I'm proud of you. And your grandmother gives you a hug.
Ah.
And she says to you that she's really proud of the choice you've made in your personal life.
Mm.
She says that you have a good partner by your side. She can be feisty. She can be a little bit controlling.
That's my woman.
Proudly so. She's a bit feisty and stuff, but that's what you need.
Mm.
Because you live in this space, your head area, and sometimes you're running with the million things. She grounds you.
Yeah, she
right?
Does.
I am saying that she's actually older than you or just mature?
More mature than me.
Yes, because I get that maturity. I love her energy.
Mm.
She truly, your grandmother's right, she truly does ground you. I see that both of you are working on a concept together.
Yeah,
that,
we work together. Yeah.
Yes, that is going to materialize. There's a new concept that both of you are building that is going to materialize. I am seeing that she is, she can be very cheeky in terms of who you associate with.
Yes.
Right, she's very selective about that. But I am agreeing with that decision as well, because I see you've burnt your fingers in the past.
Yeah.
You've trusted friends, you've been stabbed in the back, and it's and now you are learning how to be cautious because she's guiding you.
Mm.
So she really is a good influence in your life. Your grandmother says to you that we've had a lot of challenges in our family. It hasn't been an easy journey.
Yeah.
But she says that you don't have to feel obligated to everybody. Mm. She says this is your path, now focus on you.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Because you feel guilty and you always want to give back.
Mm.
She says you don't have to feel guilty.
Wow.
And I see that your mom had a very difficult life. Your mom did the best she could for you.
She did.
And I see that right now you just spoil her. You give her the best you can because you want to show mom that I've arrived.
Yeah. I bought an iPhone the other day.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't even have one myself.
You don't even have one.
Yeah,
oh,
that is sweet.
That is so beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And when I look at your energy, I see you have a brother.
Yes, yeah.
But there is a bit of distance that seeped in.
You're good. Fucking hell. Not seeped in, but it's been there. Like, since. You're good. And what's happening?
When I look at that energy, he needs you. He really needs you because he is lost. And I see that he's making bad decisions, bad choices. He's surrounding himself with people that are negative. He needs guidance.
Jesus,
right, but he doesn't listen. Hopefully he will listen to this.
He doesn't even watch
this. I didn't even know you had a brother.
He doesn't even know I'm on a podcast. They probably tell him. He's like, yeah, whatever. I'll call him. I get a lot of missed calls from him. I call him sometimes. assist him where I can, but I'll bring myself closer to him because he's my brother and I love him big time.
And he really needs you. And you assist him knowing that I'm doing this and there's going to be no turnaround. He's not going to change.
No,
but you do it because you love him.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, man, I love him so much. Yeah, I've got a brother, man, an older brother.
Is it? I know
that. Much older brother. Mtobisi, Penduka. Yeah.
Wow.
What energies are you? What is this word energy? A lot of people use that word loosely. What are energies?
Energy is, you know, we when I say I tap into energy, I'm tapping into your being, right? So I don't use cards. I don't, you know, you ask me if I do a palm reading. So I don't do all of that. I just work with what I'm picking up of you, of your being. Energy is just a flow. That's I call it energy that's flowing through you from universe. But often clients call into Metro FM saying, I want to remain anonymous. So how do I then
tap into it?
Exactly. So I just work with the energy. Mm. Yes.
What are the energies are you picking up in this room? Let's start with Aya, yeah?
When I look at Aya, I see that, you know, you have a lot going on right now. 2021 was not the best year for you. And you've entered into this year feeling there's got to be more grounding. There's got to be more stability. I am seeing that one of the areas that you are trying to fix or trying to take control of right now is your personal life, right? There's a lot of shift and changing happening. And I see that you're carrying a lot of baggage from your past as well. You smile and you are happy-go-lucky with everybody around you, but there's a lot of depth within you. You're a very deep person. And I see that when you're alone, you really connect. I am seeing that the energy around you right now needs to be changed around relationship. In terms of career, you're dabbling with a few things, but I'm seeing energy coming together. I'm seeing the flow working well together, gelling well. I'm seeing a property move. Are you moving homes?
Hey, moving homes, you don't tell us.
That's actually coming in as a very good decision. All right. I see that you have been contemplating also a change of car that's not coming in as the best decision right now. The energy is around property, around taking charge in your personal life, but I'm happy with the career path. All right. When I'm looking at the gentlemen that are sitting out here, the one that's using the cream or white hat.
Who's that? More Africa.
That's more Africa.
That's more Africa, yeah.
Right. When I go to your energy, the one thing that stands out is you've got a brilliant idea for business. You've got a brilliant idea that's going to work, but you are bottling it up. You're so scared of failure. You're so scared of sharing it with people. And that's your mistake. Because if you speak to your peers and if you engage with them, you're going to find that they're able to assist you. They're able to tweak the idea that's going to actually be financially beneficial to you.
Can I invest in the idea, Chief?
Not necessarily invest, but you are able to advise him on how to do it best, right? I am seeing that it's going to work, but you are so afraid of a failure and you are lacking confidence in yourself that you are not able to take the steps forward.
Is she right, Mafrik?
Yeah, she's very right.
Wow.
She's very right.
And Mesh?
He agrees.
Mesh, this is Mesh, the off-white
Which one?
Guy. This one. Stand up,
Mesh. To Mafrika.
Yeah.
The ladies' man.
Yeah!
All of them.
Not the roadkill.
So when I look at your energy, you're actually a very nice guy. I see that you're a people pleaser. You're wanting to make sure everybody else is happy around you, sometimes to your own detriment. I see that there's a few challenges that you've experienced with your father. I see that there's a lot of sadness and pain that you're carrying in that department. And all you want right now is just to work hard, be successful, and to prove that I can do it. You are trying to prove too much to the world. You need to prove to yourself that you can do it. All right. There's a lot of girls that you're a good looking guy.
Hey! Yeah. And he's packing. Hey.
How do you know?
Yeah. Remember his special talents. He knows.
Can you see MacGyver's talents?
I can see that. Just when I started to like him. when I look at your energy, there is a female that you really liked, that you really loved, and she disappointed you. And I see that has swayed you a little bit where you've become a little bit arrogant when it comes to relationships. But as I said, right now, you don't have to prove to the world. You need to prove to yourself that I can do it. All right. You've got a lot going for you. You need to rise above it. And I see that you do have a sister that's going through a lot of pain, a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties. You have been trying to help her as well. But her issues are a little bit deeper. And I'm seeing that it's beyond your control. Right.
Money.
I am seeing you making money. And I want you to stick with the show because they really believe in you. And I am seeing them looking after you.
Hey.
Right. Because there was a period when you weren't sure if this is where I want to be.
Wow.
Right. So stick with the show.
Right. And then we got, is she right though? No, Tat. She's right.
Mesh.
Right?
He's denying
damn,
the
you wanted
girls.
To leave us, man? Wow, that hurts.
Okay, we got Neo. That's Neo over there.
When I look at Neo, I see Neo. You've got a lot going on in terms of business as well. You've got not one, not two, but three ideas that's sort of like floating in your head, and I'm seeing that each and every one of them has strength. Right, I do see you working quite closely with these gentlemen because there's a project brewing between not him being an anchor,
yeah.
But there's a project that I am seeing coming up between the three of you. So if you guys are wanting to discuss that, that is actually going to be quite fruitful. Mm. Right, I'm seeing land. Are you busy with construction or development? Because there's something to do with land that's coming in quite important. I'm seeing that is important, and there seems to be some heritage around that. So there's a lot of politics coming up with that. I don't want you to let people bully you. You're a person that doesn't like confrontation and drama. You would rather walk away and lose money than be confrontational. But this property or this thing that's coming up with around land is important. You need to stand up for it because it is part of your lineage.
Mm.
Right? Your grandfather comes through and he's giving you so much of love. He says to you, I see strength in you. He says you need to see that strength. He says that you have all these wonderful ideas which are going to really be successful. But he says, why do you feel like you need to keep giving your wealth away? You're not a person who lives for money. Mm-hmm. You just want to see peace around you. But he says there's going to come a point when you're going to regret that. Mm-hmm. So he says, please watch how much you give because you have too many of our family that's manipulating you and using you, taking advantage of you. He says you know that, but because you want peace, you're going with the flow.
Wow.
Right.
Is she correct? Wow, that's wild.
Goosebumps, bro. That's goosebumps.
Last one, we've got Tato here.
Tato, when I go to your energy, who's Tato, the one with the red?
Yes. Yeah.
Tato, you're so calm here, but I see there's a feistiness underneath that calmness as well. I see that, you know, you believe in what you want and you go out and you get what you want, right? And I love that about you. Tato, I see that you've got a bigger idea, a bigger dream that you are working on. I am seeing it manifesting. The energy for this year is opening up more from around July. So from July, you're going to see things coming together, opportunities coming together. There's a male that you were engaging with that was supposed to meet you halfway for a business deal that was supposed to have materialized and that didn't come through. I am seeing that you put too much of faith or expectation on somebody else that did not rise above that expectation. So right now, I think you need to start trusting in yourself because you have the ability to make your success. What are you wanting to do with writing, Tato? Because I'm seeing energy going into, I don't know, scripts or something, because I'm seeing paper, I'm seeing writing that's coming in.
No.
Don't cry, man.
No, I'm not crying.
You know what it is, eh? You know what it is, Tato? You've got ideas for new concepts for the show, and I'm seeing you've got ideas for a new show itself in totality. So you need to start putting that down on paper because it is going to materialize. I am seeing you getting other investors or getting people that are going to buy into your idea.
Wow.
You really have a very feisty energy and a successful energy, and you've got all these thoughts. Put it down on paper because it's going to really yield results for you.
Sure.
Right. And they need to start listening to you as well, because I see that you sit there and you sometimes are critical. You see what can be done differently.
Yeah.
They need to listen to you because your ideas work.
Yeah, we listened to him last week's episode.
Yes.
Yeah, last week.
Because his ideas really work.
Because remember, we're going to make Nico and Lindo part two.
Yeah, two separate episodes.
Two separate episodes.
And he said we must join them.
No, he said you must.
But it flowed better when he said it, put it together.
Yes.
I'm seeing you are not critical in a negative way, but critical as in how do we improve what we have.
Wow.
Oh.
Right.
Hey.
So Ghost Lady will share the crown.
Yes. I'm
And lastly, on you, I see your uncle. I can see your uncle. He says he loves you and he appreciates you coming on the show.
Oh, thank you.
There's also Tibla. We've got Tibla.
Oh, yes, Tibla.
Oh, Tibla. Shame, man. Tibla. He's hiding. Oh, there he is.
Tibla doesn't want a reading.
You don't want a reading, Tibla? Oh, okay. No, it's cool. Do people do readings on you?
No.
Is it?
No.
So if you made another medium, they wouldn't be able to tap into
anything. So let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
I was in Houston, and across the road from a hotel was a palm reader. So I love these things. So I said, and I've never been. So I said to my husband, let's go. I want to do this. And he was like, no, you're wasting your money. So I think it was like $20, $50. Sure. I can't remember. So I went, mm-hmm. and I paid the lady. And she started off talking about my dad that's ill. My dad's late. She tells me my dad's ill and... you know, how bad he is. And my dad was a good man. So I'm like, you know what? You're wrong. So I ended up doing a reading for her. Took my money and I left.
Scammer. You got a problem, Houston.
You got a problem, Houston. I love that.
Tess, thank Witty. You so much for coming through, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was really excited to be here. You guys are amazing, and I wish you all the best with the show. It really is going to do very well on an international platform.
That's crazy.
I wish
and
you the
then
best.
How can, because a lot of chillers are probably going to hit us up and say, how can they get in
they
touch
will.
With you?
Yeah. Please tell them how so that they can take the number or email.
So your listeners can follow me on Instagram, which is at TazSing4. Okay. On my Instagram page, I'm normally I load all my events that they can attend. I'm on Metro FM if they want to listen, and then reach out to Metro FM. I also have a show which is On the Couch with Taz. They can reach out to me on my Instagram page if they would like to be a guest on my show.
All right. What's the Instagram once again?
Perfect. At TazSing4, TazSing4.
Taz, thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You.
You're amazing.
It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. I need to do my personal like one-on-one. I'll hit you up.
Let's do it now.
Hi. Things are personal, man. Some things are very personal. I'll
hit you up.
How
kidding.
Much more personal can we get from your grandmother standing next to you?
That was beautiful.
Do you also just tell people about just the negative stuff? So
absolutely.
Yes. How bad can you go? Like, are you able to say,
unfortunately,
you'll die in 5 years?
Unfortunately, I do see death on other people. So I will tell a person that, listen, I'm picking up this health issue. It is going to bring death forward. This is what you need to do. Don't you think it's good to know that? Yeah. So if you can prevent, or if you can start taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so if I see if I see somebody's relationship is unhealthy, I tell it on air that you're in a bad marriage.
Mm.
I would rather be honest, and a person can take that information and use it and fix their life, or they can choose not to. Mm. You know why I choose to do this? There was a couple, I have to tell you the story.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was a couple that came to me, and I did not see this relationship working. The female understood that, you know, I don't want to be with him, and the male was not accepting. He was insisting. Mm-hmm. He then came for a second reading with his partner and his mom, and I said to them, this is going to end in a disaster. The mom said, if this is not going to work, accept it now. He refused to accept. Mm. Few months later, they got married. Few months after the marriage, I get a call from the mom to say the couple has passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mom was in the car with them. They were having an argument. The girl, the female, the wife pulled the steering and they went off the road. They hit the tree. The mom survived, but the couple passed away.
She pulled the steering because they were arguing.
Yes.
Oh.
So I've made a decision that I will always be honest because I don't want a repeat of that.
Jeez, Taz, man, you're doing the Lord's work, man.
Yeah, but you know, as you said, you know, it's not all about, you asked me if I make money, it's not all about money's charity. But there's something else I want to say to the listeners. Everybody is intuitive.
Mm.
Yeah.
True.
Everybody. True. How many times you're driving and some voice says you go this way?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, and then you don't listen. It's that inner voice is your sixth sense, is your intuition, is your ancestors as well.
Mm.
Right? So we are all being guided. We just don't listen. The only difference with me is I can see them, I can hear them. That's the only difference. But if everybody learns to calm down, trust in themselves, you won't need Taz.
Wow. Yeah.
So how much do you personally believe in fate? Like, you see the couple that passed away, some people would say it's God's time.
It was
written, they were supposed to.
So
it was stubbornness. It was that guy refusing to accept that he cannot have this lady.
Mm.
Right? So that was just stubbornness. Mm. We are every single day altering our destiny. Every decision we make, we are all. Some people, there's a voice will tell them, don't leave now, don't go out now. They've missed an accident.
And they wouldn't know.
Exactly. True. So yes, there may be fate or whatever, but remember, we are the drivers of our life, nobody else. Mm. So every decision we make for every second of the day is going to give us a different outcome, right? So be very aware of your decisions, trust in your own sixth sense, and if all fails, phone Taz.
I like that. Better call Taz.
Who do you want to call? Call Taz.
But you believe in God.
Absolutely, because God is the one thing that keeps us grounded, that keeps us doing good and not evil.
So when we die, what happens to our spirits?
So people may not agree with me, but I believe in reincarnation.
Whoa,
that's so cool. Whoa.
So you can't be on this earth being a murderer and say, right, I'll die and that's okay. You're going to have to come back and pay the price. I am working with prisons now as well. Hey?
Sure.
So I've been given the green light by the minister. I'm now going into the prisons. I'm working with offenders to help with rehabilitation, and that's going very well.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. So that's the charity I was talking about. Yeah. So I don't charge the government. I am just going in and working with the offenders so that if we can prevent crime, we are improving our country, right? So one less offender on the street, yes.
Yeah.
And rehab is very important.
Very important. And it's surprising at how open these people are to actually healing.
Open to accepting
their wrong and asking for forgiveness.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Just on a different platform.
Yeah. Jeez, man. You got to start a podcast, man.
I'm going to start a podcast with Mac G and Saul.
Kevin.
Are you the male figure?
I'm the female.
She's a female. She's a good fortune.
I'm the good fortune.
Yeah, she's a female figure.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Taz.
Tessing.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're good. Enda.
Email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.